transplants don't give a fuck.
And here we are.
We're back. Radio Valencia. What are we doing today?
I'm training people.
Yeah, you're training me right now. DJ Willie Dills. I actually don't really go by that, but
I don't know what you're going by these days.
Well, this show that we are going to be spearheading right now.
I'm excited about your show. I just talked to somebody about it, and they were like, that sounds fucking cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess we'll give the synopsis right now while we're talking on the air.
Please do.
So, I am currently working at a brand new pool hall / craft cocktail / tapas style food.
We love to promote stuff right
there
in the neighborhood.
Go. Right in the neighborhood, 21st Admission, right across from Alamo Draft House. And I guess I should say 22nd. It's actually closer to 22nd.
Yeah, it's between 22nd and 21st.
But it's called The Hall, and me and some the bartenders are all a cult of personality across the board. We have some of the coolest bartenders. Shawa actually works at Delirium. Lucas has worked at like Willows and many different places in the city, and Sergio has worked all over the friggin' place in the city. We also got this kid Jacob, who's been he's worked at Lake Merced Golf Course before. He's also done his own private company, and so it's all a bunch of really interesting people crossing a lot of different spectrums, but all representing San Francisco in different ways. I started looking around the corner and saying, "Well, Radio Valencia is right there."
It's right here.
We get off work. We close at midnight on Sundays. We're done by about 1.
And you have nowhere to go.
And then we just shoot pool? No. No. Let's do a radio show. So,
well, I don't mean your bar specifically, but yes. I just mean like when bartenders get off at midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
True.
They don't have anywhere to go because everything, you know, we're rolling up the sidewalks in San Francisco these days.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. We get to watch everybody go, we're going to Bender's, or we're going to the, you know, whatever, Kilowatt, like whatever they're doing.
And it closes at 2.
And then we are still busting our asses and washing dishes.
Right.
And then by the time we're finally done, maybe we'll sit down and we'll have a whiskey, we'll talk some shit, and then we'll all go home. So this will be our version of going out after work. We're going to come here, we're going to talk about the day, we're going to talk about the city, we're going to talk about bartender stuff, play some music, play some games. Bring in bartenders from other bars in the area who are also just getting off. Have them come in and hang out with us for a second. And just kind of shoot the shit and you know,
honestly, it sounds super interesting to me.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. And a lot of these people are not radio trained. I actually went to school for broadcasting.
Yeah, I think we all went to school at San Francisco State at Becca.
Yes. And so I'll kind of like keep things in line and keep things running and make sure that we're playing music and we're playing, you know, we're hitting our breaks. They will just be wild cards, and we'll let them be that. So
And let them hang out here past closing.
Exactly. This will be our past closing little clubhouse, and then we'll lock it up. We'll go home. We'll do it all again the next day. So Sunday is not technically my Friday. It's my Thursday, I guess you could say. So I will still have to go to work on Monday. meaning I can't go absolutely buck wild in here.
That's kind of good.
Yeah, it is good, actually.
There's a whole keg sitting over there.
Oh, really?
That red tub.
All right.
We're going to deal with that later.
So it's going to be very cool. We're still toying with the name. Dive Bar Radio came up. The one thing is we don't work at a dive bar right now. So it's disingenuous.
It's an elevated pool experience.
It is.
Wackety-wackety-wackety-wackety-wackety.
I had an issue. This will be something we talk about on this show, too. Do we feel like we are gentrifiers working at the hall?
Well, we're white and we're working and living in the Mission.
True, but at an elevated cocktail place in the Mission.
Yeah, God.
That's, I think, the question, because shower...
Nose Hair Lip Gland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
I'm off the town.
Ashanti Town.
papa bien chaleur. Chantico. Good boy up on my town. Chantico. But he's get taller. Chantico. So ya get long.
Thinking of you keeps me up all night. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Britney Spears is such a remarkable recording artist. She's not just a singer. She's a writer. She's an arranger. She composes her own music. She produces her own albums. She directs. She choreographs. She's what we in the industry call an artiste. So versatile, so multi-talented, so God, I wanna fuck her! You drive me crazy, I just can't sleep. Me and Britney, I'm in so deep. Crazy, but it feels alright. Me and Britney staying up. Me and Britney staying up. Now that Justin Timberlake pussy is out of the picture, me and Britney staying up all night.
And I really do want to fuck her. That's what's crazy. Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
When it's Agree with the way I've been living, but I can't hold myself in line.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
One, two, three, four. Yeah. Oh. As the sun sank down to the ground,
you and me.
When you store your numbers, boy, then you really need a toy called STP. Well, don't you see, when it gets you rooting right, even in the darkest night, an SCP. What a brilliant idea. Wanna call to reach you, girl, anywhere around the world, wherever you may be. That's UPT. Wanna dial short, my friend, to reach another friend. That's VPN. So let me tell you again, so you can see what I can see.
You need intelligence, we can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me. You need intelligence, we can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me.
Now if you're feeling down and you like a human sound, an operator of love, like Eros above. Now don't you wonder why some people never cry? They trust in fate, in their premium rate. So don't you be late, and you'll feel great.
With some intelligence, you can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me.
I, B, and SSP, what have you got here for me? I said 1, 2, 3 and 4, you gotta get your number on the floor. You gotta get in the spin, and everyone is sure to win. It's all for you to see, it's just technology. Come on intelligence, you can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me.
This song's called The Sand in the Gears. Can I just spend the next 4 years at a punk show? I want to spend the next 4 years in the front row. Cause if the world outside is going to shit, then you will find me in the center of the circle pit. I'm gonna spend the next 4 years at a punk show. Can't I just spend the next 4 years getting wasted? Maybe if I drink enough whiskey shots, I can face it. Cause if we're welcoming in World War III, then I'm waving goodbye to my sobriety. I'm gonna spend the next 4 years getting wasted. What do we do if they don't represent us? What do we do? I thought that we were winning the war against the homophobes and the racists. You can't be serious, man. We can't be this fucked. Well, I'm sorry, old friends. I guess it's time to suck it up. Don't go giving up now. Here's what we do. We can't just spend the next 4 years in a safe space. I'm gonna spend the next 4 years getting outraged. So every single day, let's find a brand new way to let the motherfuckers know that we can't be swept away. I'm gonna spend the next 4 years on the barricades. The change is gonna come, and there's nothing to be done. The change is gonna come. The only thing to choose is to decide which way you're gonna jump. So don't give in to the hatred, don't give in to the fear. Pour yourself a shot of anger to go with your beer. Let's be the sand in the gears for the next 4 years. Sing it with me. Let's be the sand in the gears for the next 4 years. Everybody. Let's be the sand in the gears for the next 4 years. Let's be the sand in the gears for the next 4 years. Everybody. Let's be the sand.
Let's be the sand in the gears for the next 4 years. Open secret, solely Mr. Deck heralds the true God in the entire history of the universe. Not even in the truth, Ivy Pravda, is Mr. Francis E. Deck Esquire's 8-page detailed letter exposing the worldwide deadly communist gangster computer God and the worst, deadliest enemy of the entire human race and the entire universe in the entire history of the entire universe, namely the communist atheist conspiracy with all of the deadly gangster unbelievable sophisticated Frankenstein controls, the Catholic Church. These facts, like the below facts, cannot be found in the communist gangster computer god concocted and manipulated so-called history and news media. Communist gangster computer god unbelievably staged like Hollywood scum on top Tsarina, alias great dictator Franklin D. Roosevelt, the polio-paralyzed, legless drug addict, idiotic, suicidal Tsarina fag who had his unbeatable rival Will Rogers exterminated in an exploding ball of flame by a planted bomb here in safe USA airfield shortly after takeoff at the end of Will Rogers' unprecedented, renowned, arduous, round-the-world goodwill flying trip with Wiley Post in his beautiful, electronically sophisticated, luxurious, ultra-modern Winnie Mae airplane. Not only all stairways had inclines added for Tsarina Roosevelt's computerized wheelchair, but a football field-sized glass house